This is St. Louis Public Radio. Children are sitting on the living room couch with a laptop or a stack of worksheets instead of heading to school every morning. But that can be difficult for children with special needs without the extra assistance they get at school. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on gaps in distance learning for special education.
Michelle Hafer's daughter loves to go places. The movies, out to dinner, running errands.
Well, she's been struggling. It's mostly the social distancing and that, you know, nothing being open.
Her daughter, Maddie, is 17 and has autism. Maddie is nonverbal and attends high school at Great Circle, a private school in suburban St. Louis for kids with developmental and behavioral needs. With schools in the St. Louis area closed through at least late April, parents are left trying to be teachers as well. That can have added challenges for parents of children with special needs. Hafer, a librarian, never thought she'd have to become her daughter's full-time teacher.
No, never. Sometimes it's just, we're like in a dream. I just can't believe all of this is happening right now. For everyone. It's a scary time.
Hi. Come on, have a seat.
For the first day of trying to be mom and teacher, Hafer and Maddie went on a mini field trip.
We're going to work on some lessons here at the park. Okay? Is that a good idea? I think it is.
Maddie is usually able to work for about 10 minutes at a time, but the fresh air brought added focus. Maddie buckled down for 20 minutes on her assignments.
She was just thrilled to be somewhere other than home. And so I took advantage of that and got her to do some work. We did some worksheets.
Hafer is able to guide her daughter through reading, writing, and math, but there are parts of the school day she can't recreate.
Some kids can do distance learning through the internet. That would not work with her.
Maddie's formal education plan mandates she receives occupational, speech, and music therapy every day.
So she's missing all of those things, which I am definitely not trained to do. You know, we're trying to do the best we can, but I am very, very worried about regression.
Monica Jefferson is the union representative for special education teachers in St. Louis County. She says she's concerned about the same thing.
I imagine that there will be learning that has been lost because of the situation we're in. I also know that a lot of families aren't as tech savvy as others. So there may be things that are available, but the parents or families may not know how to use those things or may not possess all of the things in their homes.
Jefferson says special education teachers are trying to reach out to their students and send home additional resources. Under education law, children with special needs are entitled to the exact same level of instruction as other students, though the U.S. Education Department has waived some of those requirements during the pandemic. School leaders have signaled they'll work to make up lost ground for students when classes resume, which may not be until August.
You're just not going to get it done.
Larry Altman is a disability education attorney. He held that job for a decade at Kansas City Public Schools. He says despite any educator's best efforts, there will be too much to do after 5+ months out of the classroom. So he offers this advice to parents.
Number one, I would monitor my child as closely as I can to see where they're regressing, if there are any regressions, and alert the school of that. Emails are still available because schools are trying to do some online services. Make them aware of that.
Hafer, Maddie's mom, says it's also good for parents of children with special needs to reach out to each other for advice and empathy, and she's tracking the weather, hoping for more nice days for her and Maddie to go out and enjoy. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.